The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Pull this up here because I want you to see this. And while we're pulling this up here on the graphic, if you're watching by YouTube, we welcome you to the broadcast. Again, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and the little bell so you can be notified of when we are coming here live. If you're listening by podcast, welcome to the podcast today. We're going to be dealing with is humanity being set up for the greatest deception in history. You can see that right up on your screen. If you're watching this visually, this is what Hollywood novels and so forth has depicted as an alien being. This is pretty much the general consensus of every depiction of aliens. I don't know. I'm just going to open this can of worms right wide open right off the get-go because this is what we're going to be dealing with in the topic today. But when you, if you've done any research on UFOs, aliens, extraterrestrials, abductions, eyewitness accounts, and so on and so forth, almost every one of them, the general consensus is that they describe what you're looking at on the screen. They describe what they call the grays, these beings that that have these elongated heads and large eyes, and small mouths, no facial hair, no eyebrows, nothing. So this is kind of what you're seeing here. Now I want to go. We're going to transition this. And you're probably not going to see my face very often on this broadcast if you're watching live, because we're going to pull up a lot of scripture today because I really want to dig into this. And I'm going to give you a report and an anticipated report that's getting ready to be released in the month of June. Before we get to that, let me go right into the scriptures. Matthew 24, we're going to set the stage. I believe that there is coming what could possibly be one of the greatest deceptions in the history of mankind. And I believe if we are paying attention to the scriptures, I believe that Jesus could have been warning us about this. Not only Jesus, but I believe also the Apostle Paul and other prophets in the New Testament. Now listen to this. This is in Matthew 24. I'm going to read it. It's right there on your screen. And Jesus answered and said to them, this is Matthew 24, 4 through 5, and then we're going to skip down to verses 10 through 14. So verse 4, it says, and when they asked him, what will be the sign of your coming? What will be the signs of the end of the age? And Jesus answered unto them and said, take heed that no one deceives you. I even highlighted that there. Take heed that no one deceives you. Who is the you in this context? The you is the disciples, the followers of Christ, the students that he's speaking to here. Take heed that no one deceives you. For many, not one, not a few, many will come in my name. They will use the name Yeshua or Jesus. And I'm going to take it a step further. They will use a name meaning the anointed one. Because listen, he says my name, that many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ. Notice what they're saying here. They may not necessarily come in the name of Jesus, but they'll come saying, I am the Christ. And the word Christ here in the Greek is the anointed one, or I am the anointed one. I am the called out one. I am the chosen one. I am the Mashiach or the Messiah. Keep this in mind. And they will deceive a few? No, they will deceive many. They will deceive many. Now let's go down here to Matthew 24, verse 10 through 14, right there on your screen. I put this up so you can follow along with me. This is the New King James. And then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. So you see this progression of the end times. And then, verse 11, then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And then he goes on and says, because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. And I want to say this, I don't believe that we've endured all that the church is going to endure until the coming of the Lord. We've endured a lot of things. We've endured World War I. We've endured World War II, civil wars. We've endured the Holocaust. We've endured the rise of Hitler, Mussolini. We've endured deception per se, but I don't believe it's like anything that is yet to come on the scene. He says, and the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all of the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end shall come. So even in the midst of all this, guys, even in the midst of what we've seen, what we're going through, and what we're about to embark on, I love this. If you want some good news here, the gospel of the kingdom will continue to be preached to all mankind. Now let's move on. Let me give you some more scripture. Let's read on in Matthew 24. We're going to hang out here in Matthew 24 for a few minutes, and then I'm going to move on and show you something else here. Matthew 24, verses 23 through 28. So we're jumping down here, Matthew 24, 23 through 28. So notice he said there's going to be false Christs, there's going to be deception, there's going to be false prophets. Now listen to this. Then, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or here is the anointed one. Here is the Messiah. Here is the creator. Here is God. Look, if anyone says to you, here he is. Here is God. God has come. Our creator has come. Keep all this in mind when I get to some stuff I'm getting ready to talk about here. Or he says, look, if anyone says to you, here he is, or there he is, do not believe it. Somebody say, do not believe it. Verse 24 of Matthew 24. For false Christ, plural tense, and false prophets, plural tense, will rise. Notice he says, it's not a matter of if they rise, they will rise, and they will show great signs and wonders. I want you to get this in your heart and your spirit. When these false prophets and false messiahs and false Christs rise, they are going to display great signs and wonders with the intent to deceive. Listen to this. This is the scary part. And I'm going to tell you something, guys. Listen to me. A few days ago, this is what shook me to the core. The Lord, as I was studying this, the Lord began to deal with me and says, listen, it's not a matter of a few folks here and there or a lot of folks being deceived by signs and wonders. He said, there's some stuff here that I want you to pull out and I want you to tell the people. And it's here it is. Ready? We're not talking about they will show signs and wonders to deceive people. It says there will be great signs. Now, if you want to know what kind of magnitude of a scale of deception that is, it's one thing to say that there's going to be earthquakes in the last days, but Jesus said there will be great earthquakes. And the word great there is megos. It's where we get mega quakes. So there's not just, it's not a matter of some signs and wonders coming out. We're not talking about some feathers and some gold dust and some people, seeing some supernatural things. We're talking about a scale of great signs and deceivable wonders. And when I get down here in a minute to Thessalonians, we're going to dig in and show you a little bit greater understanding of what signs and wonders we're talking about here. But here's the part that shook me. The Lord showed me, he says, if possible, even the very elect will be deceived. Now, you want to know, you want a picture of the very elect? In the time of Noah would be considered the very elect. The whole world was under a great sway of deception, but Noah was considered the elect, the very elect that God chose to repopulate the planet after the wrath and judgment of God would come upon the earth. A great deluge and a great flood would come upon the earth. He was considered to be the very elect, him and his family. And listen to this. There's coming such great signs and wonders of deception that what's coming upon the scene that if possible, even the elect would be deceived. Listen to this. Then Jesus says, therefore, if they say to you, who's they? I'm telling you, the mass population is going to be saying, look, the deception that's going to come on the scene. Look, it's God. It's Jesus. It's the Messiah. It's the Creator. He's here. He's shown up. He's appeared. He's made his glorious appearance. And he's calling his children home. He's calling people back. But the Lord says, if they say to you, look, he's in the desert, don't go to him. Or look, he's in the inner rooms, do not believe it. And by the way, did you know that according to Islamic theology and doctrine, it's in the Hadith, it's in the writings of Muhammad, it's in the Quran, many oral traditions, many of these Islamic clerics and preachers have quoted and said that when the time is right in the time of the end, that their awaited Messiah called the Mahdi will appear. And according to the basically, there's a two different trains of thought, depending on who you get it from. It's whether the Sunnis or the Shiites, but they say that this Mahdi is waiting in the inner rooms or in the desert, and he will appear in the time of the end, and he will rise to power. That's interesting in itself. But listen to this. Jesus said, as the lightning, comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Now, why are we talking about this? Now, I want to pull up here on your screen. This was an actual article from the Daily Mail. You can see it right there. It was published on the 19th of May. Look at this headline here. Quote, we're about to discover if the UFO truth is out there, as former President Barack Obama hints that they may not be a hoax. And then I'm going to read the rest of this. Quote, a Senate report is posed to lay bare the real X-Files. And then it goes on and says, quote, a defense expert says that this report coming out in the month of June, this is next month, this defense expert says that this report could be earth-shattering. Let me say that again. The report that's about to be released to the public could be, quote, earth-shattering. Now, according to this report, former President Barack Obama was recently interviewed, and when he was point blank asked about UFOs, do they exist, etc., he was quoted as saying that he believes and acknowledged the existence, listen to this, of objects without an, quote, easily explainable pattern. His comments came days after video footage was released of U.S. fighter pilots shown and seen unidentified aerial phenomena, or UAP, off the coast of Virginia every day for approximately 24 months or 2 years. Quote, once a preoccupation of hardcore sci-fi fans, UAPs or UFOs are now being taken extremely seriously at the very heart of the government. I'm going to skip over some of this. One individual by the name of Luis Elizondo who resigned, and he was in the government, or he was in right up there in the ranks of those who would have the information and have access to this, resigned back in 2017 in protest at this cloak and dagger approach. In other words, I've watched several interviews with this guy. They were trying to sweep all this under the rug. The government acknowledged that these quote unquote, let me read what it is. These UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena, or UFOs, unidentified flying objects, were not only reported, but they were caught on video. The government had possession of these things. And because of leaks that were made, they had to come out and not only acknowledge the existence of these things, but they had to come out on record and release the video footage of these things and said, yes, these things do exist. And they haven't come out and said straight out that they're quote extraterrestrial in origin, but they will straight out say that they cannot explain what they are, because these objects that were recorded, these objects that have been documented, are making maneuvers that no known human pilot, whether it be American, whether it be Russian, whether it be Chinese, whether it be Iranian, whether it be of any foreign nation, is capable of producing. We're talking about just mind-blowing maneuvers and capabilities. I'm going to read this from the Daily Mail. Quote, the pressure is now on the U.S. Defense Department to go public with what it knows about UFOs and what the implications are for national security. And by the way, this is the report that's about to be released to the world, that the U.S. is about ready. The leaking of the pilot's footage prompted it to announce in 2020 the establishment of an unidentified aerial phenomena task force led by the Navy. The stated mission of this body was to, quote, detect, analyze, and catalog UAPs that could, quote, potentially pose a threat to U.S. national security. The Senate Intelligence Committee, which oversees the tangle of 18 or more departments and organizations detected to intelligence gatherings in the U.S., last year demanded a report on UFOs. This report is now due in the month of June. It will completely be unclassified, although many speculate that they will still conceal and hide information from the general public. Now, there is three possible theories of what this report is going to reveal. Number one, the first theory is it is going to reveal that these are, quote, U.S. Black Project technology, or, quote, secret weapons that have been developed by the U.S. Air Force. Now, that doesn't make much sense if the U.S. Air Force has come forward and said that we don't even know what these are and we've never seen anything like this, and there's no known technological advances out there capable of performing these maneuvers. All right, then there's the second theory. The second theory is that the craft involved are secret prototype aircraft or drones that are operated by Russia or China or other international nation or nations outside of the America, basically, or foreign intelligence. And again, that doesn't make much sense either, because they've already covered it. And then we have to cover this. Then the third possibility that no one wants to talk about is unknown origin, which would include an extraterrestrial hypothesis. Now, why? Listen, when you start talking about this, guys, in the charismatic Pentecostal Christian nominal church backgrounds, people don't want to talk about this because It goes outside of the norm or the box that they know of understanding. Now, again, if you know your Bible, this should not really shake you to the core. Now, that gets me to the final conclusion of what I really wanted to talk about today. If this is not scenario number one, it's not owned, operated, created by our own government. Then we go to number two. If it's not of foreign nationality or of their technology, then we come to scenario number three, which again is an extraterrestrial hypothesis. Now, again, we covered on other podcasts, other broadcasts, quote unquote aliens are probably not what Hollywood has depicted, novels have depicted, what even some in the scientific community has depicted as aliens or quote unquote extraterrestrial beings. But could they be what the Bible calls fallen angels or Nephilims? And you say, well, this is nothing new, Brother Ricky, we've known about this. Yes, but here's what I want to show you. I want to give you a deeper revelation and show you some stuff that I really felt like the Holy Spirit showed me that I think is pretty remarkable. I'm going to throw some more scriptures out there. Keep all this in mind, what we just discussed. Luke 21. Let's go over to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verse 11. Look what Jesus said. The Gospel, the writer of Luke documented that the Lord Jesus Christ said when they asked what will be the sign of the coming of the end of the world, the end of the age, the sign of the return of the Lord. Luke documented that Jesus said there will be great earthquakes in various places and famines and pestilences. By the way, we're seeing all that. Now here's the part, listen to this, and there will be fearful sights. Fearful sights and great signs from where? From heaven. In the Greek, the word fearful sights means something or that which strikes terror in men's hearts. And notice where it's coming from. The fearful sight and great signs, according to the gospel writer of Luke, is not coming from the earth. It's coming out of heaven. Something in the future before the coming of the Lord is going to come out of heaven. And it's going to be a fearful sight. It's going to be a great sign out of heaven. Let me give you something else here. Let's go on Luke 21, 25 through 28. Look at this. Luke 21, 25 through 28. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars. We've covered that on other programs. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roarings, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. Something here in Luke 21 says there will be something that will come on the earth that will cause men's hearts to fail in their chest. Listen to this. Here's the part that's incredible. It says that men's hearts will fail them from fear. So not only they will be so afraid of what's coming on the earth and happening from heaven and the expectation. So it's almost like there will be an announcement of something. In other words, the things will be happening, but then there'll be an announcement or there'll be an expectation of something that is still to come that will produce such fear and such pandemonium and chaos and anxiety that men's hearts will fail them. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. So whatever this event is, it will shake the very powers of heavens, plural tense. The very powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Notice it says then. So all this stuff, guys, has got to come to pass first. Then we will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And he says, and now when these things begin to happen, look up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing nigh. Now I'm going to bring you to another, I'm going to pull up another scripture. And while I'm doing that, let me just talk to you for a second. What would happen, listen to me, what would happen if this intelligence report is released and the governments that be of the world come into unison and they say there is, listen to me clearly, they come out in this report and they say the we are releasing to the public that there is an entity. There is something out there that we have no point of reference, knowledge, understanding to give humanity. In other words, they tell us that this is extraterrestrial in origin. Now, what would that do? I'm going to tell you what it would do. It would spark fear in the hearts of humanity. Because then, I mean, if I was to interview people right now, and I'm not talking about just Christians, guys. I'm talking about people in general. If I just went on the streets, took a notebook or my phone and did a general interview, I just started talking to everybody. Bam, 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 talking to me. And I asked them this question. Do you believe that we as humanity or as mankind, do you believe we are alone? Do you believe we're the only ones out there? Or to be more specific, do you believe there is extraterrestrials out there? Do you believe there and aliens? I guarantee you, friends, that the majority of those that would be surveyed would answer yes. So watch what I'm trying to tell you. Hollywood, fiction novels, comics, video games, and we could list on and on and on. Humanity has been primed to not only believe, but to expect that the world would see something like we saw in Hollywood on Independence Day. Come on, don't act like y'all ain't seen it. Everybody here has probably seen Independence Day with Will Smith, where we find out that we're not alone and we are visited from the heavens, from somewhere outside of Earth and our galaxy and our solar system by a race of quote unquote beings that are quote unquote extraterrestrial. Humanity has been primed for this all the way back for years, decades, as long as we can remember. Humanity has been groomed, primed, and prepared for what I believe is the greatest deception that we've ever seen. So let me get to the point. We're going to close with this. What if one of these crafts, these, whether it be a triangular craft, whether it be a boomerang craft like that was seen in the Phoenix Lights incident and over Phoenix, Arizona, whether it be a circular craft, whether it be a cigar-shaped craft, whatever. What if one of these unidentified crafts, just follow me for a second. Don't get mad and click off. Just listen to me and hear me out. What if one of these crafts suddenly appeared and all the news networks around the world just breaking news? Think about this. Let's follow out this scenario. Breaking news. We bring you extraordinary news, ladies and gentlemen. There what appears to be some type of craft has now landed in whatever. And all the networks are just breaking news live, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, every major network. Everybody's watching. Humanity's watching. All of it's watching. Then the door of this craft opens and this being steps out of this craft and it looks like, and it fulfills the depiction that we have already got in our minds of what these beings look like. And it steps out and it speaks. Somehow it speaks and it begins to identify itself and it begins to say that, listen to this, watch this. It begins to speak to mankind all through our own technology, through cameras, satellites, cable television, social media. It begins to broadcast over the whole world and it stands out and it says, listen to me, that we have been created by them or it. And it identifies itself as the creator, as the Messiah. I'm telling you, and listen, I know some of y'all listening to this podcast today or this broadcast today, and you're laughing your head off and saying, that's the dumbest thing I have ever heard of. Really? Listen, you may be laughing at it, but I'm telling you, if that happened, you know how many people would blindly accept that as truth. Well, Brother Ricky, that's ridiculous. That's not going to happen. Okay, let me just prove it to you. Let me just prove it to you. The coming of the lawless one. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 through 12. I don't know. This may be froze up here on one end, but I'm going to tell you, I see it broadcast. We're not going to stop this broadcast. We're going to keep going. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Listen to this. This is the Apostle Paul warning the church of Thessalonica of this kind of deception that's coming. The coming of the lawless one, that's the Antichrist, is according to the working of Satan. So don't get it. Don't misunderstand where the power that will be given to Satan will come from. It will come working through Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Again, you've heard me teach on this before. The word signs here is a sign, a prodigy, an unusual occurrence, or something, listen to this, that transcends the common course of nature. In other words, there's going to be such signs that are going to be able to be performed through the Antichrist and the false prophet that humanity is going to be blown away. People are going to be like, can you believe what we just saw? Can you believe that that really happened? And it's going to blow people out of the water. People are going to be so perplexed by what they're seeing unfolding that they're not going to believe their eyes. It says power, signs, and lying wonders. The word wonders here in the Greek means lying, counterfeit, and false miracles. So let's stop. Time out. Let me go back to my hypothesis for a second. So now this being steps out of this unbelievable craft and people can't believe that this being is real. It's not a hologram. It's not a projection. It's an actual breathing organism that has stepped out of this quote unquote craft and is now telling humanity that it is our creator. And to prove its statement, it begins to perform signs and lying wonders. Well, I wouldn't fall for that. Well, let's just read on here. Listen to this. Verse 10, this is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish. So right off the bat, have you ever seen, there's an old Christian movie called, this is the original Left Behind. I know it was, some of it was kind of cheesy, but just hang with me for a second. In the original Left Behind with Kirk Cameron, remember Nikolai Carpathia? He was the quote unquote Antichrist, and he came out of the European Union, which I don't believe that's fully biblical, but it makes good Hollywood movies. But nevertheless, there was a scene in that movie where they were all sitting around the table as the United Nations and the 10 leaders of the 10 nations of the world are sitting in this United Nations gathering. And then you had the Antichrist there, which was Nikolai Carpathia. Remember in the movie, Kirk Cameron, right before he went in that meeting, because he was a journalist, he got saved. He got born again. He gave his heart to the Lord in the bathroom. So when he got saved, the veil was removed from his eyes and he was able to see deception. So watch this. So he goes into the meeting. Remember this? And Nikolai Carpathia begins, he murders two men sitting in the meeting, and everybody in the room who was not born again was deceived, because the Antichrist was able to perform some type of lying sign and wonder to make it look like that everybody that one of these men had lost his mind, and that he killed his partner and he committed suicide, and everybody in that room, including the security guard, was deceived by the deception of the Antichrist, except for Kirk Cameron, because he was born again. Now there's some elements of truth to that. When you read this scripture, it says that when the Antichrist appears with power, signs, and lying wonders, listen to this, it will cause unrighteous deception among those who perish. In other words, if you're not born again, you're not saved, you're not under the blood, you will fall for this great deception that's coming. Listen to this. And he tells you right here plainly, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them. And really, I love, and if you break this down in the Greek, it really reads, and God will allow, he will permit strong delusion. Because remember, the Antichrist is the one who's performing these lying signs and wonders through the working of Satan, but God is permitting it. He's permitting strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Guys, is that not heavy? But listen, let me show you some more stuff. This is in, I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians, and then we're going to close right here. And we're going to pray for some folks, because guys, I believe with all urgency, if you're watching this today, you're listening to this day, somebody shared this today, whatever the case may be, you need to get right with God. You need to get saved. You need to get back right with God, because I'm telling you, I believe there is some great deception that's coming, and it's like anything we've never seen since time began. I believe that. 2 Corinthians 11, 13 through 15, and I'm going to read Galatians 1, 6 and 9 and Hebrews 13 and 2. Listen to this. This is heavy. The Apostle Paul speaking here, he says, and this is to the church of Corinth, he said, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. Listen to this. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Do you hear that? Satan is able to transform himself into an angel of light. Guys, again, let me go back to my hypothesis. This being steps out, claims to be the creator of the universe, and he claims to bring good tidings and peace and tranquility. He's going to have all the answers to the world. If if humanity will just worship him. In reality, it's going to be Satan, because that's what he wanted in the beginning. He wanted worship. He wanted followers. He wanted a platform. That's what he wanted from the beginning. And listen, it says that he'll transform himself into an angel of light, and the masses will fall for it. Therefore, listen to this. It's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to the works. Did you know that there is false apostles the strings are being pulled by Satan? These false apostles are in churches, spreading the seeds of the false gospel. Listen, Jesus said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world as a witness, and then the end shall come. So you know what that means? Satan is working overtime preaching his gospel, which is deception. And many of us are welcoming these apostles right into our church. We're watching them on Christian television because we have no discernment. Listen to this. This is the Apostle Paul as well in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. I marvel that you're turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. Now, here's the part I'm telling you guys. When the Lord shook me a couple days ago on this and revealed, this was another greater truth that he showed me. Listen to this, verse 8. But even if we or an angel from heaven, an angel from where? Come on, talk to me. He said there will be great and fearful sights from where? Heaven. There's things that's going to come from heaven that's going to spark fear into the hearts of mankind. Listen, Paul said, even if we or an angel from heaven preaches any other gospel to you than what we have preached you, let him be accursed. As we have said before and say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. And guys, here's what really, I started thinking about this. Did you know that Satan has used an angel? Did you know that when Satan fell from heaven, angels fell with him? And they're still operating in the earth? Yes, I know that there's angels that are bound in the abyss. There's in a place called Tartarus, and they will be loosed in the time of the end. But there is still Satan, and there is still principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. That's Ephesians chapter 6. There is still angelic beings that are on the side of Satan that are still moving and operating and are operable in the earth today and deceiving mankind and preaching the gospel of hell. Listen, and Paul said, there will come a time when even an angel from heaven will appear to people. They will appear to humans. They'll appear to mankind, and they will preach a gospel, but it will not be the gospel of Jesus Christ. Can I give you proof? It's happened before, guys. Two of the greatest religions, two of the many great religions that have been formed by man, two of them, study it out, their origins come from the founders of these religions who claim that an angel appeared to them and spoke to them things that they wrote down, and they created a whole other gospel out of it. Now, I'm going to let you do your own homework, and you go and try to do your own homework and figure out which two major deceptive false gospels and religions stemmed from its founders claiming that an angel appeared to them and spoke to them things to write down, and they began to create whole mass deception and followers out of that. Now, listen to me. Clean out your ears. I'm going to read this one last verse, and then I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to close. Hebrews 13:2. Paul said, or some say it was Paul, others say, there's a debate on who actually wrote the book of Hebrews, but I don't want to get into that. Let's just say the author of Hebrews said, do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some have unwillingly entertained angels. Guys, listen to me. There is angels of God, and there's angels that have sided with Satan, and they are still in the earth today. They're not all bound in Hades, and they're or in a place of confinement waiting to the end, and they're not all in heaven. Yes, there's still angels in heaven, but there's still angels in the earth working for God and working for Satan. And it's high time that we get some discernment and we begin to understand, and we got to get back. Listen to me. We got to get into the word and get grounded in this thing. And that leads me at my last, this is what I want to say to you. Let me close with this. Could it be possible? And did you know that Satan was an anointed cherub? That's what the Bible says. Read it in Ezekiel. Read it in Isaiah. He was the anointed cherub. He was one of the angels of heaven. He was the anointed cherub. So whether it be Satan himself that appears, could appear, I'm not saying it will happen, but could it happen? Absolutely. Could Satan himself somehow create this mass deception, this some type of craft that would appear? Even there's been a lot of speculation of what the wheel in the middle of the wheel, or this thing that was described by Ezekiel. I don't have time to go into all that, but some say that could be a reference to what these things are, whatever this is, or angelic activity. Could it be possible that Satan himself will step out of this thing? Because I do know this. If you go to Thessalonians, I can tell you by biblical truth that Satan himself is going to set up his headquarters, and he's going to set himself and he's going to declare himself as God in the temple. Read it in your Bible. And he's going to set up his army and his eighth and final empire. So before he does that, could it be possible that he could appear on the scene as a quote unquote alien, when he's really an angel? Or could he have one of his angels come and deceive humanity and deceive the masses? Again, before you write me off, I'm telling you, let's cover the facts here real quick. Angels appearing to men and teaching and preaching and giving them information, whether it be truth or whether it be false information, is not only biblical, but it has even happened after John wrote the book of Revelation. And I believe it's still happening. So you say, well, you say, Brother Ricky, this is so, I'm stunned. Good. I'm glad you are, because this is how I felt when the Lord was giving me this download a couple days ago to share this with you guys. And you say, what do we got to do? How do we keep from being deceived? Because remember, you say, well, you know what, Brother Ricky, I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm under the blood of Jesus, so I don't have to worry about being deceived. I'll remind you, Jesus said, if it were possible, even the very elect will be deceived. And you say, what do we got to do? Here's what you got to do. First of all, you got to walk in repentance. I'm not going to risk saying, you know what? I've got it all squared away. I don't need to read the Bible. I don't know. I don't need to go to church. I don't need to pray. I don't need to get in his presence. I don't need to have a devotional with him. I want to be close to him. I want to be found in him. I want to be in his presence. Why? Because if I am right on what I'm telling you today, and we're about to see such great deception come upon the earth, friends, if you are not in him, close to him, found in him, I'm telling you, even the very elect, if possible, shall be deceived. Here's what we got to do. We've got to get in him, in his presence, in his word, in his word, in his word, in his presence, and stay close to him. Here's what I want to do before we give you some information and close out this broadcast. If anyone's watching this broadcast today, if anyone's listening to this broadcast today, and you're away from God, you're not right with God, we implore you today to come to the Lord. Come back to God today. Father, in the name of Jesus, if anyone's watching today, if anyone's listening today, and they're not right with God, they're away from God, I'm asking that your precious Holy Spirit would invade that camera, invade that microphone, invade that car, that office, that home, wherever they're at on the other end of that device listening to this broadcast today. I pray that the Holy Spirit would prick their heart, that they would confess their sins, that they would come to you, they would repent and believe in the gospel that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He is Savior. He is Lord. That he died, that he was buried, and he rose again, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father, and he's making intercession for you and I, and he wants to come and live in you and through you by the Holy Spirit today. Friend, if you receive that today and you believe on that today, according to my Bible and according to this gospel, you shall be saved. And I want to encourage you to get a find you a Bible to get in, read it, study it, be found in it, find a Bible believing spirit filled church. If you don't have one, we welcome you to the family. We want you to be a part of this online community and be a part of this group, because we want to see you equipped. We want to see you discipled. We want to see you informed, and we want to see you grow and mature in your faith. Guys, again, and we bless you today, and we thank you for making that decision. We want to share with you some information, perhaps if you may already know this, but if you're new, or you're a second time back, third time, or you're a regular viewer, again, we want to remind you, please do not rely on social media to keep up with us and what we're doing. Go to our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You're going to see that come up on your screen. EndTimeHeadlines.com, EndTimeHeadlines.org. Go there, subscribe to our daily digest. You'll get one digest every day in your inbox so that you can be informed of the times and seasons in which we're in. You'll get all of our articles that will come. Sign up for push notifications. You'll get that as well. And of course, even more than that, guys, we want to get it right in your hands right away. Get everything right there. Go to our app. If you've got an Apple device or an iOS device, or if you have an Apple phone or an Android phone, you can go to the Apple store or the Android store. Download our free app. It's End Time Headlines. Just type it in. Look for our trademark official logo. You can see that right there. Download that. Get into your hands. Push yes for notifications. Get all of our headlines. Get our podcast there, our YouTube there. Everything's going to be there in your hands as always. And guys, as always, we want to give you the opportunity, if this ministry is a continual source of blessing in your life, in your family's life, on a weekly basis, we want to give you the opportunity to partner with us. You can become a monthly partner, and you can do that easily by going to our main website at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, and you can give electronically, or you can give by check or money order. Again, there's two ways. If you give electronically, you can go to the app, go to the bottom, to the right, click on where it says donate. You can click there and you can give electronically, or you can give on the main website electronically. Or again, if you give by check or money order, you can do that at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. So again, guys, as always, I just thank you from the bottom of my heart for your prayers, your partnership, and your support to our ministry. Thank you for sharing this. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for allowing us to be a blessing in your life. We're going to sign off for today. Have a great weekend. May the Lord bless you, keep you. May his countenance shine upon you. Guys, we will be back next week with whatever the Lord puts upon our heart to share with you guys then. So until then, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.